Joining me now from Greece to discuss the migrant conditions is Associated Press reporter Derek Gatopoulos. Derek, starting tomorrow, migrants arriving illegally in Greece will be sent back to Turkey. How is this going to be implemented, and what are some of the complications?
Well, the main complication is that they haven't decided on a mechanism to send them back yet, and they've just finished a summit, a meeting with ministers between the prime minister and his ministers involved in the crisis, and they still haven't come up with a way to send the migrants back. What Greece has proposed is that they use privately chartered boats that would be escorted, but apparently all sides still have to agree on the method.
As for migrants and refugees that are actually in Greece right now, are conditions tense on the ground with this news? Are they aware of what's happening?
Most people are aware. The emotions, to be fair, are a bit mixed. Some people are very disappointed that they won't be able to travel to Europe immediately and that they'll be stuck here for more than a year, perhaps. On the other hand, there's also relief that they won't be sent back. So the people who are already in Greece will not be deported. Having said that, there was a demonstration that's just finished in Athens, and several thousand people, including migrants, were protesting the EU-Turkey deal.
That's interesting. I was going to ask you about Greek citizens. Is this seen as a positive or a negative, given Greece's own financial issues?
Well, it's not something that's happened overnight, so people have got used to the fact that there's a refugee crisis and seeing people from Syria in the streets in most cities in Greece. And so it's not a new phenomenon. On the other hand, for sure, it's a strain on the economy. So again, it's a mixed picture. There's a lot of goodwill towards refugees, but also fear that the country's recovery will be even slower than expected.
As the EU is clamping down on migrants and refugees coming into Europe, you have people who are somewhat stuck in the middle, can't get to family members who may have made it to Germany. Where is this happening, and how are conditions for those people?
Well, people are stranded all along the route, to be fair, because the route closed about 1 month ago and closed completely a couple of weeks ago. But most of those people are stranded in Greece, about 50,000, nearly 50,000 of them. And even if they do get a relocation place, they might not be sent to where their families are, because you don't get to choose. So they could be, someone could have a brother in Germany, most people went to Germany, and then they could be relocated in France, let's say.
We should talk a little bit about the fact that there's geopolitics involved in this, in terms of Turkey's desire to be part of the EU.
Turkey, from Turkey's point of view, they are one of the biggest countries to accept refugees in the world. So they have more than 2 million. And of course, from their point of view, they've had already a very unfair burden of the refugee crisis. So they want something in return for taking the refugees back under this agreement. And what they wanted was first of all, free travel for their citizens into the EU without visas, and which it's likely that they will get in the next 3-4 months. And they also want an accelerated process to join the EU, which they didn't get what they hoped for. But they got something.
Derek Gatopoulos reporting from Greece. Thanks so much.
Thank you.